Tablet 6, Human is a Channel for Divine Actions. When God needs something to be done, He uses the human to carry out the task. When most people perform an action, their egos think it is they who have done it. But in reality, knowingly or unknowingly, they have been a channel for God for that action to be done. The simplest example is the regeneration of the human. In addition to the many other spiritual reasons, God created the act of lovemaking to use the human body to make new bodies for those souls who are ready to assume a human form and come to this world to progress. However, the human does the action because God created such an attraction between the two sexes. So the person who does the act creates the new body, and God uses this new body for a soul to enter and then be born in the world. But parents think it is they who have created the child. However, they have been only a tool in carrying out the will of God. It should be remembered that in the book, the Revelation in the Bible, God has already given the events which would happen in the future, and He has carried them out so far. Humans, however, think that everything which happened up to this point in history was done by them. An example: the flourishing of intellectual knowledge and science was predicted both in the Bible and the Quran. But the scientists think it is they who have discovered scientific facts. They do not know that it is God who uses them in order to reveal these truths to humanity. The very clear example is Einstein. He found the formula of the transformation of mass to energy, E=mc², but he could not prove it or did not know how he came up with it. However, this does not mean that humans do not have any choice in their lives. Only those who reach very high consciousness and grow closer to God realize that they have no choice but to carry out His plans. The same is true with those who are chosen to be used for a special purpose. Others, however, have the choice of understanding and following the ways of God or following their own false egos. That is why we should practice letting Him do the actions through us and realize that the greatest happiness and freedom comes when we allow our bodies to be tools for His divine actions. With this ideation and devotion to Him, we will dissolve our false egos and will not be bound by the reaction of our divine actions, because He is the doer, not us. However, a person is responsible for his own egoistical actions. Sirrah spoils of war all unfall. God does things through us. O believers, it was not you who slew them, but it was God who did through you. And you, Muhammad, did not throw the gravel at them, but it was God who threw it through you. Verse 17. Immortality. You can neither kill a person nor can yourself be killed. Man can kill another person's flesh, but the soul cannot be destroyed. That is why Isa said, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the flesh, but of he who kills the soul," in Matthew 10:28. Only the tamaguna can kill the soul, which means crucifying to death, ignorance, unawareness. The soul has been here, is here, and will be here. It was never born and will never be destroyed. In fact, nothing in this universe can be destroyed. It can be transformed to other forms, but not destroyed. However, immortality, everlasting awareness, comes only when a person completely overcomes the power of the tamaguna over his soul and reaches pure consciousness. But you cannot reach pure consciousness unless you help fulfill the plan which was set up for the universe. That is why the Bible, Revelation 2:10, Quran, Bhagavad Gita 2:32, and other scriptures All say that he who is slain for establishing the truth, the kingdom of heaven, will not suffer the second death. He will reach pure consciousness. Surah, the family of Imran, Ali Imran. Do not think of those who are slain in the way of God, righteous war, as dead. No, indeed, they are with their Lord, with a provision, verse 169. The righteous people have provision with their Lord and will become immortal, Revelation 3:21. Surah Women, An-Nisa. Christ was not slain. And they say that we did kill the Messiah, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of God. They did not kill him, nor crucified him, but it just appeared to them as such, and those who had different opinions about this certainly are in doubt and lost. They have no definite knowledge of it, but only pursue a conjecture. They surely did not slew him, but God took him up to himself. God is mighty, wise, verse 157, 158. Christ was in pure consciousness, a God-man, an avatar, which means he was immortal. So how can you kill an immortal person? That is why they just think they killed him, but in truth, he went to the Father in heaven. Judge not. No man can judge another man unless he is in pure consciousness, has overcome his own lower nature. That is why only after the kingdom of heaven is established on earth, the true Paravipras are the leaders of the society, and there exists true justice and righteousness. Can the laws of Moses and Prophet Muhammad be practiced? Otherwise, you should remember the story of that adulterous woman and Isa. He, Isa, told her accusers that if any of them had no sin, they could throw the first stone. But no one could be found without sin. That is why we find the laws of Moses and Prophet Muhammad so hard to practice in our unjust societies. In a society where all have the basic necessities, a man who steals out of greed can have his hand cut off. But if a man steals out of necessity or for any other forgivable reason, he cannot be judged for that action. Therefore, a person should purify his own eyes first. Then he might take the speck out of his brother's eyes. However, when you have cleansed eyes, reach higher consciousness, or overcome your lower nature, etc., still, you should not judge, but instead try to take the specks out of other people's eyes, help them to understand, because you would then know how hard it is to overcome the lower nature. You become merciful and compassionate. Surah the Poets, Ash-Shu'ara. Prophets do not judge their followers by their social status. And they answered, "Shall we believe you whom the lowest of the people follow?" Noah said, "What knowledge do I have of what they have been doing in the past, their previous lives? Only my Lord can judge them. If you could understand, only God and His sons can judge those who have overcome." Revelation 21:7 from the Quran, verses 111 through 113.